A year and a half ago, Carol McLaurin was at her wits' end. She had nursed her husband, North Carolina novelist Tim McLaurin, through a long losing battle with cancer. After that, there was so much to do. She had to write thank you notes to people who had helped her, open months of mail, and get her husband's last book to the publisher. Besides that, Ms. McLaurin was falling behind at her own job. It's no wonder she felt overwhelmed.
It really started just a couple months after my husband passed away, and I was faced with all these estate issues. It was approaching time to file taxes. There was a mountain of medical bills and paperwork and things to sort through, and I was in the throes of grieving.
Ms. McLaurin knew she couldn't handle all of that by herself, but she wasn't sure where to turn for help.
I had a lot of offers of help from friends, and in some way I felt like it was just far too much of a burden to ask friends to volunteer their time. I mean, I knew I needed a lot of assistance, and I knew I needed the right kind of assistance.
Then one of Ms. McLaurin's friends referred her to Yvonne Trostley of Whole Life Organizing Services. Ms. Trostley is a professional organizer. She makes house calls, and the tools of her trade are file folders, paper clips, magic markers, and packing tape. Organizing is such a new field that when she tells people what she does, they think she works for a labor union.
And then I tell them, well, I help people clean up their messes. And they say, oh, yeah, I could use somebody like you.
The first thing Ms. Trostley and Ms. McLaurin did was to write up a long list of unfinished business. Then the organizer sat in front of the filing cabinet while the widow decided which papers to keep and which to throw out. They waded through bills and figured out what to pay first. When you come right down to it, Ms. Trostley says, she was a helpmate.
Basically, organizing can be very boring and sort of distasteful. And if you really get into trouble with getting over your head, having somebody there makes a huge difference.
That's something more and more Americans are coming to realize. Professional organizing has become a burgeoning business throughout the United States. Organizers help their clients with a wide range of problems, anything from paying their back taxes to cleaning out their attic to streamlining their stamp collection.
Would you like to find anything in your office or home in 5 seconds or less, guaranteed? Ask us how. Visit our website.
Professional organizer Barry Isaac is also president of the industry's trade association, founded in 1985 by five women. It now has 2,100 members, with 500 joining in the last year alone. Mr. Isaac says the field has grown in response to the complexities of modern life.
Now today, many, many wives are working moms, and they're juggling all the demands of motherhood, the demands of a job, demands of running a home, plus kids are involved in more activities. We have more disposable income. So people have more money to get more stuff, more clutter, gadgets, things that are supposed to simplify and save us time, but in reality are just really actually placing more demands on our time.
Professional organizers charge anywhere from $35 to $200 an hour. Most sessions last several hours. Although there's no national standard for who's qualified to be an organizer, training courses are available from an outfit called the National Study Group on Chronic Disorganization. It offers several levels of training, starting with basic principles such as like goes with like and everything has a home. There are also specialty classes like how to deal with elderly people or folks with attention deficit disorder. The key, says Yvonne Trostley, is to help clients custom design an organizing system that works for them. Sometimes it's a numerical or alphabetical filing system. Sometimes it's orderly piles on a desk.
And that's part of what I really love about the work, is to sort of help tease out what is it that they're already doing, that they're naturally doing, that's working for them, whatever it is.
18 months on, many of the tasks on Carol McLaurin's big to-do list are done. In fact, Ms. McLaurin no longer has the list.
You know, I just went to look for it, and then I remembered that I had this big purge weekend.
Today there are no stacks of unopened mail on the kitchen table and no anxiety about them keeping her up at night. She says no one should be ashamed to ask for help with straightening out their lives.
You call on specialists for all different other areas of your life. And I think this is, you know, another really important area. It's so freeing. You know, I've got this secret weapon that in some ways I wish wasn't so secret, because I think so many people could benefit from this service.
One benefit for Carol McLaurin is that now she has the time, the space, and the peace of mind to watch one of her favorite TV shows, Clean Sweep. Each week, a different family gets help putting their house in order.
And now, it's all organized, and there's a separate section for each thing in that room.
For Main Street, I'm Lita Hartman in Hillsborough, North Carolina.
Can actually be turned into a very efficient home office area. And we've repurposed quite a few things in that room too. There was a filing cabinet buried in the back of that closet, so that's now being used. One drawer is for the business and one drawer is for the family files.
I love the color. I'm the designer.